Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We are conducting an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election on March of 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
No, I will vote in this primary.
Thank you so much. Answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. Shayla Jackson Lee, do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about her?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. What about Joyce Chapman?
Don't know Joyce Chapman.
Okay. What about Clint Horn?
Don't know about Clint Horn either.
What about Houston Independent School District, or HISD?
I live in Spring, so it doesn't make any difference to me. I don't keep track of the news in Houston.
Okay. If you have to give an opinion randomly, do you have a very favorable or unfavorable opinion about Houston Independent School District?
I don't have any opinion at all.
Okay. What about Harold Dutton?
Never heard of Harold Dutton.
What about Danny Norris?
Don't know Danny Norris.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your opinion about this. Number one, support a state takeover because HISD schools are falling, or kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
State takeover.
Okay, thank you. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates will you vote for if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman?
I won't be voting in the Democratic primary.
I know, but which candidate will you vote for? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I don't know who they are.
Okay, and if you had to pick someone randomly?
I would just be picking a name. It wouldn't make any difference.
Okay, no problem. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid persecution. Do you think that's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. Harold worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Do you think that's
very
positive?
Not positive at all.
Okay, very negative then?
Very negative.
Okay, thank you. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. Harold supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very positive.
Thank you. Harold has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by the free federal government Medicaid money.
I'm not for that.
Okay, so you think that's negative, very, or somewhat?
That's very negative.
Okay. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very positive.
Thank you. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape and incest.
Very unfavorable.
Very negative. Okay, thank you. Based on all of this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House?
I wouldn't vote in the Democratic primary.
Okay.
I will vote in the Democratic primary.
Okay. If you had to choose one of these candidates, who will you choose randomly if you had to choose one? Joy
Chapman? I wouldn't
Chapman.
Choose any of them. I wouldn't
okay.
choose any of them.
Okay. Now, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your current place or residence?
I rent.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic or Latino heritage?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren in the local public schools?
No.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your
okay.
opinion. Really appreciate
okay.
it. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.